Hello?
Oh, hi, Randy. It's Tina again from Local Splash.
How you doing, Tina?
Good. How did it go with Gabriel?
Great. We're ready to go. Ready to go.
Okay. Okay. We're ready to go. Okay. So let's get the, it's going to be a locksmith now, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you have a new phone number for that business?
No, I got to do that. You're right. I got to go do this thing again.
That's okay. So,
call you back. Should I call you back in 10 minutes?
Let's do that. Yeah, call me back in 10 minutes. Is it going to be set up with a different address too?
Set as an address from the Garage Door Geek Squad? No, we can use the same address that we're using. It's the same.
That will conflict, but we could try like Unit A and Unit B, but sometimes it'll conflict, but we could try.
I thought you could have multiple service businesses on the one address. I didn't know that was a problem.
So that's part of the reason that Google would reject like a PMB address through like a mailboxes, et cetera, or UPS store. Because that address would already be verified for that business, which is like the UPS store, for example. And then if somebody went and got a box number and they want to set it up for like a locksmith, then
right.
It would conflict when people, you know, look it up. It, you know, it's going to not show as a UPS store. It'll show as a locksmith. So that's why Google will reject those addresses. But you know how sometimes there's a strip mall or something where it's like 123 Main Street, but there's like unit A, B, C, and D, and E in there, right? So there's five different businesses under the same address. That
right.
Sometimes works to use different unit numbers, but it doesn't work just to use the same address. So best case scenario is to get a brand new address, but if you don't have one, we can use the address and just try it with a suite number and see if it works.
Okay, but will that make us lose both profiles?
You wouldn't lose both profiles, but it would conflict with each other. So I would imagine what would happen is the PIN code will come for the Geek Squad, the Garage Door Geek Squad, and you'll call us and we'll verify it and submit it to Google. And then when you call us to verify the other one that you get for the locksmith, that's the one that it might show, oh, listing is suspended and it's going to take Google, you know, 10 days to get it out of suspension. So if there's a discrepancy with the address, it will fall on the second business that tries to verify it. They're not the first one.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, see what you can do. But like I said, if you have to, we'll try it with a, you know, with a unit number and see if we could get it to go through that way.
Okay.
Okay, I'll talk to you.
I mean, just for verification purposes, like I'm thinking about advanced verification purposes and the different things you need for advanced verification. Having a physical address wouldn't be enough because, you know, they don't want a utility bill. They're going to want, you know, the vehicle to be registered to that particular address as well. So I don't know if, like, obtaining it, I think suite number would probably be the only way. I can't come up with just another random
Yeah, address. You're right, because let's say you had a friend or a relative that says, oh, you can use my address. Typical
right.
scenario, we could do it and hide it once it's verified. But with a locksmith and with a garage door service, they
right,
are going to require
verification, right? Because
right.
Verification.
So So I would suite. We'll try it with the suite number. I think that would go better for you.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'll be here. Just call me in 10 minutes or so when you have that other number. Okay.
All right. Got you.
Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye.